Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Feta Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
How you doing, everyone? Welcome to Wrestling Daft. I'm Billy Kirkwood. Relax, I've never fucking heard of me either. But I'm standing in this week. We've got an awesome show. But before I kick things off, and it's been a long time before I've got to do this. Oh, yes. Joining me on the show from the top end of Stevenson, Grado! I'm not going to throw for it. Grado, how you doing, man?
I gave me gooses, mate.
It's been ages since I'm going to do that. Back in the day, when you'd be in there kicking balls at ICW, and I'd be there sweating balls at ringside. There we go.
Mate, I'm telling you, man, it's so good to see you, man. That was so good to hear that, man. That's made me miss wrestling so much, man. Is it any good these days?
You want to get back into it?
Do I want to get into it? Well, if my body lets me. Billy. It's been a tough all year. With the lockdown, stuff like that. As I say, I'm always moaning about my weight on this podcast, but it's got to the point where, I mean, I've got something at the end of the month, and I'm struggling. I really am struggling thinking about it because my cardio is nothing just now. It's just been a case of constantly. I mean, you can yourself, you did a breakfast radio, but it's hard, mate, to get into any sort of routine with us getting up in the middle of the night, carry on.
Mate, tell me about it. It's like, honestly, my top half looked like a melted candle. Do you know what I mean? I'm in some fucking state. Okay, all these folk with like their cardio doing sex tapes during lockdown. I couldn't do a sex TikTok at this rate. Do you know what I mean? One pump and I'm done. But we've got a great show, man. I'm so excited to be here on Wrestling Daft for you. We're going to catch up. We're going to get to talk some old school wrestling back in the day. But I tell you what, before we get going, we'll get into some correspondence from last week. We have exclusive footage from our pal, Gary Cassidy, from Inside the Ropes.
I'm not going to talk myself up too much. I think this might be the most difficult question you get asked all day.
Yeah.
The most controversial question. WWE comes to you and says, Sha, you can hire one of these two men, but only one of them, Grado or Jack Jester.
What are you doing to me? Oh, mate, I can't answer that, you know? I'd rather see them both. Oh, that's really tough, mate. I'd say Jack Jester, because, you know, we're a good team, we've got great chemistry, and I'd love to see him here. That's no offense to Grado, but, you know, he's more of an enemy than a friend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Kinky Party ever split up, and you guys worked so well together. I mean, he's a bit bigger than Noam Dar as well, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? Yeah. I'll be sure to send that to Grado later.
Fuck him.
You fucking turncoat Shah Samuels.
He's a dirty bastard.
I just... And look at him, he's a skinny bastard now as well.
But he's looking amazing, and it's for the better for his obviously, you need to be in tip-top shape to be in the WWE. You need to look good, so... But
Mate, if he's going to throw shade at you like that, though, he's putting a yellow sticker on his fucking career. Do you know what I mean? Just get it. That discount chicken at the end of the day, mate, is all he needs to worry about fucking doing that with Grado. Fucking... What is he talking about? That's an outrage.
It's funny because... It's funny, but because I can see him pure squirming in that video, man. Go on, cut that.
Aye.
Can you cut that? Because he knows this is what I would be like. He knows I'll get off my nut.
If anyone wants to go check out that full interview of basically Shah Samuels ending his friendship with Grado, which is a fucking disgrace at this point, you can head over and check that out on his YouTube channel. But Grado, I'm just sorry to say that. Chaz done you dirty like that? Do you want me to break Jester's leg? Do you want me to push him down a flight of stairs or something?
No, listen, honestly, Jester would be great in WWE UK.
He would, because he's
a good character, like, man. A character like him would be superb in WWE UK, 100%.
Mate, what are you talking about? I'm a big fan of, like, Johnny Tights, mm-hmm. Johnny Kickpads, or whoever they've got on this week, man. I think it's a TV show that's on once a week. That's what I think of UK.
Yes, we've talked about it on the show often. It's like, it needs characters, that.
Totally, and I've got they've got such a talented bunch of boys and girls there, but they need some characters, man. They need to just liven up. Get a guy dressed on pretending he's like a time traveling Viking or something. That's what
I'm doing. But see, it's funny you're saying that. But look at NXT. Was there something on Twitter the other day about how NXT, the main NXT, is just full of folk with gimmicks now? They've totally completely turned it around, haven't they?
Yeah.
The problem, they should do that with NXT UK. But I mean, every one of them on that roster are tremendous on the NXT UK roster. What are you laughing at, John? No, they really, really are. But it would be good to see them come out a wee bit more. Your characters, but I'm sure they would all agree with that with ourselves. We're not daft, come on.
We can make them all British characters if they want. They can have, like, the traffic warden or something. And I don't know, like, when a guy runs the ropes too fast, he slaps a ticket on somebody halfway through and makes that stop. I don't know. If Jim Smallman wants me to do something, then he's got my number, but he'll no fucking ring it. Right, what's next, John? Because your sheets are giving me the fear.
Kyle Customs has been in touch as well. He's added to Kyle Customs, who is, I don't know if you know, Billy, makes wrestling figures amazing. He made one of Grado.
Yes.
And he does, like, go and check out his Instagram if you can. He's got this whole thing that he adds, like, old school wrestling things. So this week he's added to what he deems what I wanted as a kid and never got. He's bought himself some WWF bed sheets. Which means me to the question is, did you have wrestling bed sheets, Grado?
No, I never did. No, because I was late to the game, man.
I vividly... What was on your bed sheets then? What do you have on your bed sheets?
Rangers ones.
Right, obviously. Rangers. Obviously. Was it like a Rangers crest?
It was like the Rangers tartan, and before that, it was it maybe Dandy?
Desperate Dan?
I'm sure. Or Desperate Dan, is that not the two same men?
Was it Dandy? Aye, Desperate Dan.
Aye, the big guy with the big chin.
Aye, that's Desperate Dan. What's bed sheets, Billy?
Well, I come from a Scottish-Irish family, so we definitely had, like, and I'm the third Wayne, so I got a number of fucking hand-me-downs. I probably had, like, fucking Bay City Rollers on mine or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like, that Davey's fucking, these were mine when I was a Wayne, and you're getting them now. And we would never get anything new. Like, I don't know, I think maybe I got, like, random American football ones, like the San Francisco 49ers or some shit, despite the fact I've never seen a game before in my bloody life. I'd have to draw. I'd actually literally have to draw a wrestler on my bed sheets when I was away to get custom duvet cover. Do you know something, David and Margaret? You can go fuck yourselves.
You know what? Do you think... See, wouldn't it be brilliant if you got, like, Wayne's covers, like, double covers, like, for, like, you put on, your wife comes to bed or whatever, and you have this fucking WWF double fucking...
See, if I thought I could get 1991 Royal Albert Hall, like, the king-size duvet cover, I would have that on every... I'd have no problem about pumping my wife on the Legion of Doom's faces. I would have made... No issue with that at all. Oh, what a rush!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Rab's off this week, so we know how much he enjoys visual content on the podcast. You'll be able to see this if you get the video version on Patreon. But Stevie has just come across a picture, which I thought was quite good. And it's basically King of the Hill, but they've changed it to Sting of the Hill. And they've made the guy out of King of the Hill in a Sting mask with the baseball bat, and they made Darby Allin. I can't remember the name of the King of the Hill. Son, who was he called?
Oh,
fuck. I don't know.
Martin or something. Bobby, that was
Bobby.
It.
Bobby.
And they've turned Bobby into Darby Allin, so I appreciate that shit. So that I like visual content.
I love stuff like that. Did you ever see when, like, you know, the Peanuts, the Charlie Brown cartoons, and I think it was, like, the Shield? So you had, like, Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the woman or something. I love shit like that, man. I don't know why Like, they don't do shit like that. They don't do shit like that. She did more crossover stuff, like Escape the Undertaker and stuff like that. That's like the... Have you played Escape the Undertaker?
Oh, is it out now?
Is it out today or something?
It's out now. he can fucking die. The Undertaker is very creepy on it occasionally. He's basically, I don't know, I thought it was a couple of times that insinuated he wanted to, you know, barring about the big day, I'm taking the big show. And I'm taking the new day and I'll smash them together.
You just press next.
Like I'm going to a wedding.
Did you complete it, Billy? Did you complete it?
Did I fuck? I've no time to do that. I died almost straight away. I got in the Undertaker's mansion and he turns up and goes, I'm the Undertaker, what are you doing? And I was like, I didn't leave, and I just left. I give you the option to leave.
Does it?
So you get killed?
You can get killed or you can get buried. That type of thing. But the thing is, the Undertaker's doing this weird thing, like, you know how Billy Ray is going bald and the Undertaker's going bald, and what they do is they get like an undercut and they get up, it's like it's all at the back of their head.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks dead weird. It's like a big fat ponytail right at the back of their head. It's like a reverse skullet. The hair's there, but it's nowhere fucking else.
Just shave it off.
Right. More visual content. This got sent in, Grado. You like this one. Steven sent us in. I don't know if you saw this at the weekend. So imagine this. We're going back to football wrestling crossover as we do. Ange gets sacked. The lights go out at Celtic Park. Boom. The disco lights come on with Something Inside So Strong playing. And oh my God, that's Neil Lennon's music as he walks into the pitch and smashes some beer together.
I'm sure Billy can pass comment on that. He likes to comment on the Fitba type stuff.
Well, I just, as you know, I'm a big football guy, Grado. So
who's your favourite player again, Billy?
What's that?
Who's your favourite player again?
I mean, they're all good.
Did you say David Tweeter was your favourite player, Billy?
David Tweeter.
He's on the show later on in the running, do you know that? Oh,
fucking, you're joking, man.
I can't believe it.
Do you know he nearly signed for Kilmarnock?
We have recorded the interview with David Tweeter already, which you'll be able to hear later on.
Well, there's a wee tease, isn't it?
Kayfabe!
No, sorry, Kayfabe said. Yeah, okay, sorry. Drochi boy, now this was fucking brilliant. Did you see Arn Anderson's promo?
I heard about the gun.
Rochi boy says, after Arn Anderson's metal promo, you said a Glock on someone who tries to nick his motor. Can we think of any other promos with wrestlers suggesting they kill people? I was at an ICW show where Lionheart threatened to use a blade on Joe Hendry.
Wow,
also remember Brian Pillman and his loose can gimmick actually pulling a gun on Stone Cold Steve Austin in that feud in 1997.
So he did.
Did Edge not pull out a gun against the Portuguese boy? What'd you call him? What'd you call the Portuguese
man of war?
No, Vladimir. No, what's the guy that's in AEW that plays all the computer games now?
Miro.
Miro. Did Miro no pull out a gun 10 years ago? Wait, was he no Portuguese? Is he no Portuguese? Yes, Portuguese. Bulgarian. Oh, Christ. Aye, whatever. But anyway, he pulled out a gun in front of Edge, didn't he, years ago? I remember that. And I remember Kurt Angle did Kurt Angle shoot the Big Show?
Remember any of this.
Do they know like one of the things when you shoot? What do you call that when vets did to put down bulls? What do you call that? Like a sleeper gun?
Oh, like what the boy had in No Country for Old Men, one of those things.
Something like that.
I don't remember that at all.
Aye, Big Show, he got thingweed in the bum and then he went to sleep.
A dart gun?
What?
Like a dart gun?
Well, a dart gun that made him sleep.
Saying that, The Undertaker tied to live and bomb Stone Cold Steve Austin and he tied him up to a giant
crucifix.
I think more wrestlers should threaten to kill folk in the ring. I think it would be pretty I will fucking, just imagine that. Maybe not a preliminary match or something, the Bushwhackers versus the Natural Disasters or something, and being I'm going to cut you open and crawl inside you, you rag prick. And Ivan's settle down, look.
But Billy, do you not think it is weird, right, that the Yanks are that obsessed with guns? I'm surprised there's not been more guns used. A street fighter, an ODQ match.
Somebody shoots a man.
But I'm surprised they've never done it as much as what they are, because they're obsessed with it all there.
Gun on a pole match.
Aye.
Oh, that's a good point. The Smoking Guns came out. They had guns. Imagine they just turned around and went to two preliminary wrestlers. Bang, bang, bang. Fucking 1, 2, 3.
No, no. No, if it was AEW, they'd fucking kick it.
That's true enough.
Well, more guns than wrestling, that's what we're saying.
No, it's completely what we're saying, though.
We're not saying that. Off the back.
More tatty guns and wrestling.
Aye, we spud gun, that'd be funny.
Spud gun, that's a gimmick for ICW right there. Off the back of last week's chat, we're chatting about James Bond wrestling films. We threw a few out and the listeners have been in touch with a couple of
them. Jesus.
See if you pop for any of these ones, boys, right? Darren says, Max Moonraker and From Rusev with Love.
Can I just stop you here, right? We all work on Breakfast Radio here. Is anybody else fed up talking about James Bond?
It's a good film, but I'm sure, like, I wonder who the next James Bond's going to be. Do you know something? I don't give a fuck. I don't actually give a fuck.
Seriously, I mean? but honestly, I feel as if all I've done is talk about James Bond. Don't get me wrong, I downloaded Goldfinger on Saturday.
Did you?
Oh, very nice.
I watched that on my Sky. I watched a bit of New York. No. But I knew it, and then I get kind of fed up. But it was quite good. It was interesting.
Have you seen the new Bond film?
No, but I want to see it. No, I didn't want to.
It's good, mate. It is good. No, I got paid to go and see it.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I remember Billy got paid at work to go and see it. That was a nice little gig. That.
Okay,
I know. Andrew says Thunder Rosa Ball. All right, smiley face. The world title is not enough.
Oh,
that's all right.
I got to say, I just would love that to be a line in a promo.
That was a good promo line, actually.
That's like a good bad guy line. World title is not enough. I want it all, mate.
That is a good, get that written down. Louis says, Gold Dust Finger. I like this one. Scott says, never, ever say never again. Greg, you only live Morgan twice. See you did there. Adam, Shamer's been in touch. Die another new day.
That's the best one.
Oh, you just say that because it's Shamer. Vanilla Gorilla says, no time to Kai and Tai. Decent. Colden, the man with the golden Billy gun and the living new day lights. And Dan finishes up with Dr. Team Hell No, Golden IRS from Russia with Dude Love. And that's... There's a lot there.
Can I just say a lot of these sound like wrestlers making pornos? I mean, I know they're probably no meant to, but they do. And I live away. I love Mick Foley. I do not need to see him doing porn.
No one wants to see that. No.
Odd Job Squad.
Love it.
Grado wins.
That was the best one.
That was the best one. I love that. That was the best one. Grado, before we leave, you've been speaking to your brother about wrestling. Your brother's been on this podcast several times before reviewing wrestling. He has very strong opinions on The Big Show. You asked him about CM Punk's move to AEW, I believe, and he's got a response to us.
Just to give you an update on... So I asked him about CM Punk going to AEW. His response was...
Don't understand why you're terming that. Like, CMAIW, that means nothing to me. I couldn't give a flying fuck. It's fucking shit.
I then told him that The Big Show had went to AEW.
Fuck off, man. He's a fucking roaster, man. What's that program he was in? Oh my god. It was fucking dreadful. Just want to know if you wish them a happy birthday today.
And that was the personal one, sorry.
Did you wish them a happy birthday?
No, I better date when I come after this.
So you better remind that to do that. So that's your correspondence from this week. If you want to get in touch with any of that stuff or any random wrestling stuff for next week, please do Twitter Wrestling Daft, on Insta Wrestling Daft Podcast, or just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us. Do it the old fashioned way, wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Can I just say I love the way your brother's tone changed about the happy birthday thing? Did you wish Emma a happy birthday? like that, man, it just changed. I'll make sure what a roaster. Did you wish Emma a happy birthday?
I
put the fear of God in me and I don't think I've met the boy. You know,
she does my melt, so I better actually. Not that she does much these days, but
Right, so every week we separate the bad from the good in wrestling, and the never say never agains and the no time to dies, right? So this is what we've got to talk about. So we've got Stevens. Is that Stonder or Stoner?
That's well, first Stonder. Of all, Billy, are you getting you want to put over? No, to wade in here and tell you what today here. But usually Billy likes Billy. What's his name?
Rab.
Rab. He likes to kind of. Is there anything you want to bury or put over? Because I never have anything, Billy, but I've got something to put over this week.
Oh, have you?
All right. Now, what do I want to? Oh, fuck. What do I want to bury?
Right, you want Hank then, and I'll just tell you mine.
Let's hear it, mate. What have you got for us?
Oh, just another. Well, that's me get the Sky package back. Right.
Right.
So, you know, when we put Sky, I'm not going out my way to download things and try and watch it. Torrents and all that shit. I'm not into that. Now that I've got Sky back, I thought I'd get a wee chance. Now, I watched the condensed version of SmackDown on Friday, which is the first time I've watched SmackDown in years. And by the way, I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. The best thing about it, I was hee-hawing laughing, was at the Happy Corbin thing with this new boy that he's brought out. Is it Riddick Moss?
Yeah. He was about before a couple of years ago, but I think he got quite badly injured.
The shtick that they had was hilarious. It was like this. It was like, I don't know if you see it.
Yeah.
Did you see it? I thought it was quite funny. See, this is my new mate. He's dead funny. And all that. Tell a joke. This kind of hang on. This kind of shtick. I have to say, this guy's brand new. Check my new pal. And they went into the ring and they're hee-hawing, laughing and high-fiving one another. Maybe I'm overreacting, but it tickled me. I thought that's actually quite good. And then the rest of it, because there's no adverts, it's only down to like maybe an hour and 5 minutes. And it was so easy to watch. I think there was an 8-man tag, which was brand new. The stuff with the Roman Reigns and Heyman, I couldn't get quite into it. I know you're all kind of cream yourselves with that, but I just wanted to kind of let everybody know I watched a wee bit of wrestling and enjoyed it.
it's a rarity.
You know what I thought was quite good about it is you get the feeling that Baron Corbin is having a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something, it just makes them watchable, man. Like, I'm pure getting sick of wrestlers looking like they're fucking miserable, particularly in WWE. So that's why I actually quite like the fact they're adding a bit of colour to, like, NXT and what have you, because Baron looks like he's having a ball.
Can I ask you this, right? Ask you this, Billy, right? He's not getting fed up, but I feel as if I'm noticing this, right? When somebody turns heel in the wrestling and now, they've got to do this, come out with the gear on and the big jackets and as if they've got hundreds of money and... Can that kind of rick? There's no bad guys that are right bad bastards.
Yeah.
It's all check me, that's me a bad guy. And you, I've got the new coat, I've got my new gear, I've got my dear glasses. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Aye.
No, you're right.
Wee bit, no.
Yeah, no.
Because I just when I saw Becky Lynch come out with the big jacket and all that, I'm going, it's the same all the time now, isn't it? The big glasses and what do you call them? Seth Rollins as well.
Seth Rollins, you're right.
There's no big Jake Ball bad guy.
I think it seems to be you turn bad guy and you get a Burton menswear card or something.
You're right.
You know what I mean? You're right. You know what it's from? It's from Conor McGregor wearing the big fur coats and the glasses, and everyone thinks, oh, that's what a bad guy is now. But like you say, maybe he's a big bad bastard anymore.
A big market bad guy, you know what I mean?
Let's go backstage and see what Seth Rollins up to. What are you doing, Seth? Bang. Oh, I'm just battering this bag of cats. Anyway, I'll see you later on the night. Big show. Just a bad bastard of a boy. I remember years ago in TNA, it used to really annoy me. Sorry, not TNA Impact. All the bad guys all had they just seemed to be really over elaborate and just really, and they just where's the big roughnecks, man?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the big fucking bad bastards of boys? You know, you're meant to be scared. You're meant to be scared of these guys. Like, where's Stan Hansen who looked like he'd ragdoll you in a prison? Do you know what I mean? I want guys like that.
Exactly, Billy, you're bang on. I watched the bit in SmackDown. Seth Rollins was in Edge's house. Know what he done? He was drinking his diluting juice out the fridge.
Fucking arsehole. Bit of his double concentrate as well.
Do you know what I mean?
The fucking CrossFit arsehole.
I was disgusted. You know what I mean? He fucking drank his juice. Anyway.
Whereas, yeah, as you know full well, you're breaking into somebody's face, you're going to take a shit in the living room flare and break your telly.
Exactly.
You're going to steal the controller for their PlayStation 5, so Edge is coming home and going, where's the fucking controller? The fucking bastard? That's almost as dear as a console.
You're right, mate. Change the pin on Sky.
so they can't watch any kind of 15 what films at 4 o'clock in the day.
What a fucking take the batteries out the fucking TV controller. Ah, fuck you, Edge.
Imagine that. So makes a cup of tea and he puts in the milk first, and it's like, you fucking prick, St. Collins. Yeah, fuck. Just, and the thing is, if Edge went in the ring and lifted out this, these are the things he did in my house, right? These are the things he did in my house. Took out one of the batteries and the remote, fucking arsehole, right? Didn't he lock the back door when he left? You fucking prick. Let the dog run through the house. That dog shits in that living room. I'll tell you this now, that carpet was a wedding present. Fans would lose their mind. But it's like you say, where's the big bad guys, man? Mm-hmm. Where's the big, instead of going, and by the way, if I hear one more wrestler refer to a title match as an opportunity, I am fucking going to scream in a baby's face. I swear to fuck.
Did you see any of Raw? Because I was putting a wee bit of Raw on Raw. They've done something with Jeff Hardy and Austin Theory, and I could see it a mile away. He comes running down with the phone, and he's giving it Jeff, can I get a selfie? And I'm thinking, this is only going one way. He's going to fucking knock him out. But see that, it's like, see when they do things like that in the wrestling, I hate it. See when they try to bring in selfies into it. It was a bit like The Simpsons starting to have like YouTube on their, do you know what I mean? Like, do you get what I mean by that? It's like, ugh, man, I'm talking shit.
No, you're right. Because it's meant to be like suspension of disbelief, isn't it? Like, we know Bruce Willis isn't really jumping off the top in Akatomi Tower and Die Hard. Mm-hmm. Like, we know that. But imagine if halfway through he suddenly went, by the way, I'm just an actor. You know what I mean? It would take you out of it, and it kind of just, we're wanting to get away from real life, and we're wanting to see some of that. And you're right, when they start using things like you say, if there's some guy going, I'm just logging in, oh fuck, look at that, I've got to tick the boxes and see where, how many motorbikes there is. A crosswalk, for fuck's sake.
We're buying one, mate.
You got any funnies or putovers, Billy?
Well, in terms of wrestling in general, I'm still really enjoying AEW, guys, I have to say. Don't get me wrong, they've got a lot of shows on, right? They've got like 1, 2, 3, 4 shows. Like, there's a lot of wrestling to watch in a week. So I quite like the fact their shows are condensed. But again, I kind of come back to it. We kind of talked about it. Where's the proper bad guys? Like, where's the bastards? Why is it everyone suddenly gets an entourage in pink suits? And I'm talking to Don Callis, who's great on the mic and all that type of thing. But the biggest heel in wrestling right now is fucking MJF, just because he does everything right.
He's the man.
He just goes, you're a dick. Like, he doesn't. His own mum and dad said they didn't like him.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. He's just the best, full stop.
Do you know what he really impressed me as well? Dan Lambert, like, he's really good.
He gets it, man. He gets it. I just want to know what it used to be like to wrestle a bad guy. I mean, Grado had Red Lightning and all manner of, like, folk that could talk you into the seats. It makes me care. It makes me care. And even Roman Reigns to a wee bit. I mean, he does look like a big oily horse. Am I the only person that's noticed that?
It's like an oily horse.
Even he's a little too, like, stoic. It's like, well, I only get angry when I get angry. Fucking do something. Do something. Throw a pie. Once you're a bad guy. So that would be it. And at the moment, I don't know, Jeff Hardy, do something with him. He just feels like he's just kind of stuck in the middle waiting to get released. So
he did. We kind of teased that when SmackDown, you're going to see another side to me, and you're like, ah. Sometimes the things never work out either, didn't you know, when they're trying to tweak it. I could be wrong, but it does feel a wee bit as if he's stuck in the, is it Purgatory or something like that, no?
See if he brings that Willow and the Wisp character, whatever he had.
Oh, remember back, that.
When he puts on a mask and you're just like, this is heavy shite.
That's what I mean. Dog shit.
No, you don't need that. It's like that prick that plays Oasis at a party, do you know what I mean? Can you just not enjoy yourself? Put the guitar down, fuck.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
I hope he's not been backstage, like, turning up with a mask, not going, here, check this out, and showing YouTube videos, not. Yeah, this is about 5 or 6 years ago, right? TNA, right? And what they've done is they let me do whatever I want, and I put on that mask, right? You're right, I don't want that.
No, don't want that.
We move on to the listeners. We've got Steve Stoner is putting over the Scots, getting a well-deserved second season. I wish Rab was here to hear that.
Well done, Trips.
Burying the fact that we still haven't got Man Puncher versus Boxhead 3. Hurry up, Rockstar.
Any idea what he's talking about?
Is that Games Master chat, isn't it? He's he's trying to pop Rab with some Games Master chat there.
Oh, well, get it up. He's not here.
I know.
Rab, if you're watching, if they bring back Dave Perry, punch him in the dick.
I'm kidding on, by the way. Steve's
the only difference I've got. Let's see, we've got Falcon, bury the draft, just fucking stop it.
Oh, it was brutal, but really, wasn't it?
See, the thing is, see when he kept going like, oh, look, this guy's no moving. Why bother?
Exactly, Billy. That's what I was saying. I'm going, because I can keep up. And I'm going, but hold on, this, he's just in the same show, and the commentators are going, oh my God, Monday night's about to be brilliant. He's staying.
Yeah. I don't think it's. I thought the whole point was to. I quite liked it when they first did it because it was something different. But beyond it now, it just seems an excuse to fill your time, man. I think it's done. Got Lee's got one to put over. I want to make mention for Dante Martin. The lad is an outstanding talent and surely a future champion. He's one of the young guys that's over in AEW right now. Mm. Very good. Very good.
Did he team with Matt Sydal?
I think he did.
He looks good.
On Elevation. Barry, though, how AEW is going to manage so much talent and run consistent storylines. The top performers aren't going to be content about YouTube shows. And I hope last week when Malakai saying he's done with the Rhodes family isn't how they intend on ending feuds, and just ending storylines. Had a bit of a flat one. So I don't think they have, man. I think Malakai's been, or are we calling him Aleister Black? Are we still calling him Aleister Black?
Tommy.
Yeah, well, Tommy End. Big
Bunty,
boss. Sweetheart.
Bunty, come on here, seriously. And by the way, the stuff about the YouTube content, I don't know if people will be bothered about that because they get good hits on their YouTube, don't they?
Yeah, man, it's
YouTube's
free.
A new telly anyway.
Do you know what I mean? It's free. It's just pointing you towards the big money shows. And you see the first time AEW tour outside of America. It's going to be fucking huge business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's going to be huge business. I'll be buying a ticket. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, fuck it. Or maybe I'll try and get a free one from the boys. Do you know what I mean?
Can't but try.
We've also got Stevie's wants to put over Sammy Guevara winning the TNT title. And the Scots getting a second season and Rab getting the Games Master gig. Congratulations again, Rab. What week he's had. And Barry, Kevin Owens' treatment. Because Kevin Owens just seems to be a guy in WWE now, and he used to be a world champion. What do you think?
I don't know. It's funny because I was watching when he did wrestle Happy Corbin, and he put him over. I was going, I bet the internet goes push at this. And there you go. You've got somebody saying Kevin Owens streaming. I don't watch it, but I've got a good feeling that he'll end up in the AEW.
You think?
Do you know? I think eventually, mate.
Perfect AEW wrestler, Kevin Owens, isn't he?
Perfect. But I mean, just because everybody else is gone doesn't mean to say that he will go. He might be enjoying. I think he enjoys what he does. I think he loves being in WWE. And I don't know. He might not have the same. I'm getting too tired. I'm talking shit now. Move on.
I guess it's one of those things that nobody's got a job for life though now. Do you know what I mean? Like if he turns around and goes, I am leaving, and they go, right, we'll sign you to a 5-year deal. And then you can be a commentator and he thinks I'm retiring this. And then 2 years later, John Laurinaitis phones up and goes, no, sorry, mate, we need to buy new caffeine pods for the coffee machine in Vince's office. So Vince wants a new Jurassic skull, so you're going to have to fucking patch it. Sorry, pal. Or whatever he says. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, man. It's I like Kevin Owens. I'd love him to stay, but I don't know, man. He is getting kind of shafted a wee bit, maybe. But like you say, folk are talking about it. So as long as they're better to be talking about you in some way.
It's funny, man. Sorry, I've just thought of something. Because obviously I had a wee bottle of wine on Saturday night when I was watching SmackDown. Right. And I was sitting drinking and Stephanie sitting there, man. If you're 8 months pregnant, I was drinking wine and Kevin Owens was on. I'm going, see that guy there? He's an inspiration to me. And she's going, why? I'm like, because he's got no muscles. And he's got a belly. It's bothered me. You're an inspiration to me, by the way.
Kevin does kind of look like the guy that plays snooker with your brother, though, doesn't he?
I wonder if he's wished them a happy birthday.
I fucking get on it, Owens, mate. only fucking 3 hours left. Get on with it. Is there any other ones you want to cover there, mate? Any other ones you want to cover there, John?
We've got Ben put over the fact the draft has happened and can now mean new matches and give us a chance to see Drew versus Roman Reigns, which is a money match, isn't it? Drew versus Reigns, they did it once, so be good again. Get a card. Bury the draft, it just doesn't have the feel, same feel to it anymore. Totally agree with that. And Ian says, bury the way WWE do the draft. A lot of criticism of the draft. I prefer it being a full separate show on a Wednesday night where they do this draft separately, have fans in attendance and have like superstars turn up in suits like the NFL. That'd be a good idea.
Is it interesting telly though?
Nah, it's not really, because it's kayfabe, so it's like, nah, it's not really.
You know, it's like, I'd rather fucking see them play a big game of British Bulldogs and make them line up like at school, do you know what I mean?
Heidi Tigg backstage for the draft. I gave my copy.
That's what I do, man. I just think folk coming up in suits will be shite. So no, it's not very exciting, is it?
Nah, but that's good that you're enjoying the wrestling, Billy. Just before we wrap up the buries and putovers, what's happening? Anything good in ICW? Anything you want to put over there?
Well, I've got to say, we've got a hungry young team of folk just now that are doing really well. Our boy Daz Black, who's our new Zero-G champs, doing a great job. We've got our boys in the Manifesto, Dylan Thorne. He's really, really fucking good. Grant McIver, Eddie Castle. Loads of exciting things coming on. We're on the road to Fear and Loathing, where we're going to have a big money match as our main event, where we're going to crown a new world heavyweight champion. Noam's been unable to defend the title, so it's been vacated. So that's going to be a huge one back in the barrels for our first big show. And we're doing these TV taping shows just now. We're just in front of 100 fans, and we're really good. But we're looking forward to getting back out. And this young roster, man, they're killing it. But we'd love to see more familiar faces. That's not a hint, and that's not me saying anything. But you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just one man's opinion.
All right, okay. Thanks. I know what you mean. Just one more thing to kind of tail that off. Toll always puts himself over in the group chat. He says he's doing really well in ICW, is he?
I know.
Woo! Right, let me tell you about CBD, because it's helping me day in, day out. I have trouble with my sleeping, my pain, I get anxiety, my gut issues because of my IBS, but it helps you out with even more. This CBD is helping a hell of a lot of people. In a world where post-lockdown and mental health might not be the strongest, it can be a lifesaver for some folk. By the way, I've spoke about how I've got sleep issues and pain issues, anxiety and stuff like that, but it doesn't just deal with that, it helps with depression, inflammation, brain fog and loads of other things that they can help you on a day-to-day basis. Now, Wrestling Daft, they've teamed up with Platinum CBD for Columbia Care. It's the world champion in the CBD world. Now, they've brought their expertise, their CBD expertise, for America, and they've made this sophisticated CBD wellness range for the Brits, right? Because it's beautiful. I've been dabbling in it for the last couple of weeks. I've been using it very, very frequently, especially the CBD oil and peppermint. It comes in the drops, and you can also get it unflavored as well. It's easy to take, especially the soft gel capsules. Now, none of this gear contains THC. It's vegan friendly. It's 100% organic, and it's backed with scientific research, and it makes sure that you get a premium CBD product every time. Now, as I said, the Platinum CBD stuff I got a couple of weeks ago. I was kind of honing it out at my work, and I've managed to get codes for folk, Billy, and folk are just absolutely raving about it, as I say, especially the sleeping at night, the anxiety. But the big thing for me, Billy, instead of me, you know, polluting my body with stuff like loperamide hydrochloride for my gut issues, for my shiting, I am using Platinum CBD.
You're using this every day and you're finding the effects straight away?
I'm not joking, it does help right away. It really, really does. It kind of calms down my belly. Every night I take it before I go to bed, I get a long, long sleep. I don't have that kind of sort of brain fog in the morning, because obviously then breakfast radio, you can yourself, you've got to be on it full pelt. I feel as if my concentration's back. But the biggest thing as well is that feeling of sometimes you can wake up with a wee bit of anxiety, and it can you struggle to get your morning on the go, but this Platinum CBD, it seems to kind of, I don't know whether it masks it or whatever, but it just makes me feel brand
new. Yeah.
Everybody needs a wee bit of that, especially just now. Especially just now.
Oh, you're damn tooting, son.
Making you feel less like a bag of smashed up crackers first thing in the morning. Get in about your day.
Hell yeah, Billy. Now listen, mate, if you want to get involved in it, it's easy to get sorted out with the stuff. We've got a cheeky wee discount on the go with Platinum CBD, so you can try it for yourself. Here's the website, call-care.uk, col-care.uk. Use the discount code DAFT20, right? And you'll get, what will you get, John?
You'll get 20% off, Grado.
You get 20% off, that's right, I forgot. So let us know how you got on with it. Send us a wee tweet because it's working for loads of folk. I've got everybody on it at the work, and I've got family and friends asking about it because I've heard it through the podcast. I'm kidding you not. Get a wee bash. It's safe, vegan friendly, the full lot. Get yourself sorted out with Platinum CBD. Thank you very much.
There you go, CBD Daft, mate. Yes! This is the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. Only this week, we've got a special run-in as we've discovered this man was a celebrity wrestling fan. So please will you welcome former Middlesbrough, Bolton and England centre-half, David Wheater. There he is.
Oh, that's the boys. That's the boys. How are you getting on, David, mate?
Not bad, mate. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm brand new. I'm telling you what, right, we discovered that you were a wrestling fan a couple of weeks ago. Now, the guy, I don't know if he's your top left, John McAnally, he's a producer, and he's no stopped talking about you for the last couple of weeks. He's been putting you over every week. Apparently, you're a big wrestling fan. Tell us your story, Biggin.
Well, obviously, when I was younger, I think I was about 7. We didn't have Sky then, and my dad was working offshore. He'd bring tapes back because he had Sky then. And I think the first one he brought back was WrestleMania 10. So obviously a big Bret Hart fan from then, really. And Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon, I think one of the best matches ever. Wasn't
That's a good one to kick things off with. And have you continued being a wrestling fan all these years? Who's your guys right now?
Roman Reigns, you know. I think since he's turn that corner, I think he's much better, isn't he? Now he's stopped getting booed and everything.
So
at least he's getting booed for being a bad guy now, as opposed to just existing, which it seemed to be like a year ago or something.
Exactly. But Paul Heyman, isn't it? You're with him, you're sorted, I think.
It's funny because when I heard that you were a wrestling fan, I thought you were going to be one of these guys that loved it when you were a wee boy, and you know, you go to the tapes and like you said, but you're honestly telling me that every week you're tuning in, you're watching Raw, you're watching SmackDown.
Of course, yeah, I watched it all. Yeah, I've got the network, of course.
Nice. Right.
Wait.
And you know what it's like? A lot of the WWE have always had a hard on for big athletes and all that. Have you never had a wee kind of temptation to go down there and try and get yourself a tryout?
I'd love to. I've never had an ab in my life. I've never had abs. I just don't think I'm like a scarecrow.
Listen, right, mate, you don't need abs. Tell him, Billy.
No, well, look, mate, you should see that the neck of us here in Scotland, some of us are potatoes and spandex, but we're still managing to make it happen. Look at the neck of Drew. Look at the neck of big Drew McIntyre. It's a shame, that boy, the neck he's got himself into. Grado, it's a disgrace, isn't it?
It's a disgrace, and Billy can talk here, by the way, because I don't know if you know this, David. You ever heard of ICW, Insane Championship Wrestling? Yeah, right, well, Billy's a commentator on there, right, and I wrestled on ICW, and I used to pretend, kind of rip off Kurt Angle.
Yeah,
and when I was about to do like my finishing maneuvers, I'd take the straps down, and Billy Kirkwood, the commentator, would go, "Here he is, Grado, getting out his big hairy Ayrshire tits." So, mate, you don't need abs, man. A bit of charisma, you're obviously fit.
Obviously, you know the ring. People don't understand that, do they? The rings are like solid. I know, yes. Tyson T-Bone.
Aye.
Yeah.
Quite good friends with him. I went to see him one time, and it was the first time I got in a ring. And it's just he jumped from the top rope actually and landed on his knees. And I thought, oh my god! And then he walked out. Walked out afterwards, walking like a duck. I said, "What's wrong?" I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Oh, it's when I jumped off that and landed on my knees." But I went in, and it's solid, isn't it? People don't use that.
Oh, I mean, it's like I was just talking to my brother there, who
who hates wrestling, man, and he's always saying, he's jumping about in a fucking trampoline. It's a fucking trampoline. But well, people don't...
I'm not even arresting that. All that winds me up.
Oh, aye. I mean, there's the he detests it and thinks it's one lot of rubbish, but a lot of folk don't realise that the ring is, especially in the UK, man, the rings are solid. Solid. But, you, I mean, obviously your body gets used to it, but you've never... Did you ever play wrestling out the back door?
Oh, yeah, but we used to make hardcore dens in, like, in the industrial estates. We'd find, like, cars and stuff like that and make hardcore dens.
Fucking yes!
Tyres.
All right, who was your character then when you were wrestling back then? Who was your guy that you decided to be? Because you've got somebody in your head when you're playing. We call it dummy fighting here in Scotland, but... When you were wrestling, who was your guy? Did you give yourself a character?
I think I just wanted to be like Jeff Hardy.
Mm.
Nice.
And it was the start of the TLC, wasn't it? And when obviously the Attitude Era, and just loved it, giving it all that and all that.
Aye.
But, you, them.
You see, mate, I've told this on here before, but I had my character was Badass Mike Austin. I was Steve Austin's brother. I mean, these are the things, man. I loved all that. Kieran, we went out, my mate, Big Dave's brother's back door. His back door was a mess with all these stinking mattresses, and we'd save up money to go and B&Q and buy underlay and try and fucking build a ring and all that. It was brilliant. All the memories I've got are being out the back door and
where they scrapped the cars, and it was a perfect car. My mates rock bottomed me on it, so obviously the roof. And we went there the next day, and some geezer's like looking at it, trying to mend it. And he looked at us and he's chased us off because he obviously knew we'd done it. That was all good fun.
Do you take any of the wrestling, your wrestling techniques onto the pitch, David? Like, you know, like clotheslining, like strikers and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, I'd love to. I think most of them are too quick for me now. But honestly, when I talk about wrestling to football, like football, I can't believe it that I still watch it. And,
what?
I know it's mental, isn't it?
Just imagine you taking it into like a wrestling storyline into a big game, right? Here's the scenario, right? So you're playing for England, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting ready to someone's getting ready to take a penalty, right? From your team, the England team, you run up behind them, low blow. What the hell is we are doing? What the hell is we are doing? You take off the top. There's a France top below it, right? Or Germany, whatever you want to go for, right? Nobody can believe it. We has cost England. We has cost England. As he walks off, Angela Merkel comes out from the tunnel, gives you a big hug. Wembley loses his mind. We has turned his back. How can he do it? And the next time we're back at Wembley, think of the tickets they would sell. They would sell. You see the England guys come after you, David. Come on.
I'd have to do the double turn, the one and go back to England.
Aye, you've got to do the face turn later on
like,
the way.
I'd be like Big Show, do it about 30 times.
Brilliant, man. That's brilliant. Here, David, is there any football players that we might know that are wrestling fans? Surely over the years you've managed to come across another teammate that's went, here, I'm into a bit of the wrestling, I know.
I don't think they're the like massive like me, but you'll know this when you start talking to people and they say they don't like wrestling, but when you start talking to them, they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and like they love the conversation, don't they?
They do. It's like sort of they deny it, innit? It's like
they do, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But
especially for kids,
he's a big fan.
Who?
Andrew Lonergan. It was the like the subkeeper at Liverpool when they won the Premier League.
Oh, right, aye.
He's a big fan, yeah.
It's funny, right, because I'm looking up your Wikipedia, right? So you basically, an injury to Jonathan Woodgate made you become a regular player for Middlesbrough?
Yeah.
Mate, I met a guy in Salou that said he was Jonathan Woodgate's manager, right? And he said he could, and this was when I was about 12, and he promised me hunters a feel of gear. He said he could get me loads of feel of gear at the time. And he gave me his number and I gave him my address, and I honestly phoned him every fortnight and he said, I'm going to be sending you up some Jonathan Woodgate gear, Hunters of Feeler gear, and it never ever fucking came.
I don't think he's ever wore Feeler, to be honest.
That was gothic, man.
No, I think I'm going off that one.
You're from Redcar, David. You've wrestled down Redcar way a few times, Grado, haven't you?
Well, my first ever match outside of Scotland was in Redcar, I'm sure.
Was that the Redcar Bowl?
I can't remember if it was Red. Do you know, there was two venues down about that way that I always remember. Somewhere in Redcar, and then there was Billingham Sinfonia.
Yeah, Billy Sinners, yeah.
Mate, that was a great venue, man. Is that far from you?
No, that's about 20 minutes away.
Mate, I'm telling you, man, there were some great matches that took place in that. That's where fucking Takeshi Morishima for Japan wrestled there. God, I think maybe Low Key and guys like that. There was loads of indie guys that ended up going there, and there were some good shows, free CW shows. Did you ever get to any of them, free CW?
No. I used to go to a few in Middlesbrough Town Hall. I don't know if you...
Don't know if I've been there. What was the promotion called? Do you remember now?
No, it was a long time ago, that. But then I've been to a few in Manchester. I can't remember what that was either. What was your theme tune then? Was it still Madonna?
Oh, no. Back then, no. I was in a tag team called the Lowlanders.
Oh, Grado.
Aye, which was, it was at that time in my life, you know. I think we used a song called Remedy by Cold, and then we used My Generation and
Bagpipes and all that.
I used My Generation once. I felt fucking brilliant, to be fair.
I was on my YouTube, you go on my YouTube for hours, don't you, at night, and I found your entrance at, what is it, Shug's
House Party.
Yes!
There's the guy that made that good as well, by the way. He's a man.
One of the best entrances I've ever seen.
I tell you what, mate, I've got to agree.
You know, that's one of the hard things. See, as a wrestling commentator and as a fan, it's really hard not to pop crazy when something like that is happening, by the way. Because we just got told that Grado's going to do like the Goldberg entrance, and it's like, are you fucking shitting me? I can't wait to see this. And he just fucking knocked it at the park, man. He knocked
Goldberg
it at the
park. In one entrance.
Aye, it's the one that I like to, once I've got a couple of drinks in me, I usually get the girlfriend to, watch this. Wait till you see this. She's like, I've seen it 100 times. No, but watch it again.
David, you just recently retired from football, haven't you?
No, I'm not officially retired. Just getting an operation soon. I've had a disc problem in my back for years. So I've great, and it's just been like take painkillers every day for training to get through it.
Oh, you make it as a wrestler then?
I know exactly.
Are you the hottest free agent in the business just now, or have you still got a contract to hold them?
Free agent, I wouldn't say the hottest, but I'm a free agent. I'll get this 4th of November, and then the surgeon says it's like 4 months out, so hopefully I'll play after that.
What about cheeky wee move up to Scotland?
I know, mate, I was going to say that. Have you has that ever been on the cards?
Yeah, I was on my way to Kilmarnock.
No way!
2000, the summer of 2019. I lived in Bolton. I was driving up. I got to like Lancaster, and I thought I just pulled in the service. I thought I can't be arsed with this journey. It's up and left, isn't it?
David. I live in Kilmarnock, and the ground is literally 5 minutes from our house, and I can't be arsed with the journey. No.
I could have stayed at your house. That's
funny. I need to ask you about that then. So would that have been Steve Clark, or would that have been the Italian?
The foreign fella.
I can't remember his name. Jujon.
Oh, the Italian boy. Yeah. Benet.
Massoni or Tony.
Something like that. But Jordan Jones is a good mate of mine. He's from Redcar as well.
Rangers or Celtic?
Holy crap. I've not been asked that since I was in primary school.
That's it,
holy crap.
What did you say?
Rangers, I think.
Good one, mate. That's brilliant. Billy hates all this talk.
More importantly, WWE or AEW?
Hey, WWE for now, but I don't know. It's getting a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's turning my head, man.
Confession, though, I've only ever seen two Kenny Omega matches.
Like you've seen them all then.
It was the first Okada match, and this one with Bryan Danielson.
Oh, what a match though.
It was a great match.
Yeah. Brilliant, wasn't it?
No, I'm only kidding on. Kenny Omega is something else, man. He's superb, and he is right now the hottest guy, isn't he, when you think about it?
He's got square arse. Anybody notice that? He's got square arse.
No. Look. But he's got nice big thick hair.
That's true.
No, I haven't. I wish I had his hair. My favourite ever match was The Rock and Hulk Hogan. Not the best match, not the best wrestling match, but the fans was class.
Yeah, mate.
100%. I've got to agree with you. If it's one of the matches, would you, if you were to watch back something that you like, The Rock and Hogan in it.
That was the first thing when I got the network. That was the first thing I watched on it again.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of other ones, just quite. You say you're training just now to get obviously with the back surgery and what have you coming up. I love asking this. How many music do you listen to on your training Spotify, whatever? And you go, this could be my entrance music, because. Everybody does it. You listen to it and you just imagine it's like, this would be mine. This would be my entrance music. What would it be?
I think that's Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses is quite good, isn't it? When it the drums at the start. That's good.
Randy the Rams. That's Randy the Rams in it and the wrestler.
I've never watched that movie, you know.
You kidding on me?
I'm not.
You need to watch it the night.
I will.
You need to watch it the night, mate.
But I'll get it on.
Telling you, if you love that song as entrance music, you greet at the wrestler when he comes out of that. It's that good, mate. Get that watched.
About Jake the Snake's life, that really, isn't it? Like, oh, based on him.
There's a few wrestlers that sort of you could say it was based on. Yeah. You'll love it, mate. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'll get it on.
Well, mate, that was really good. Anything else you want to add about wrestling?
Talk about wrestling all night. who are your favourite wrestlers? Who's your favourite wrestler?
Probably if I had to decide of all time, I'd probably have to still say The Rock.
Yeah, I think Ric Flair for me.
Aye. Can I say how many more about me? He's been cancelled.
Yeah, he's been cancelled. Let me ask you this. What's three of your favourite matches? You mentioned Rock versus Hogan, but you kind of give us, like, I know it's really hard to go, what's your favourite matches of all time? But what's three of your favourites that you keep going back to, David, that you watch again and again and again? Because you know you're wrestling, mate, but what's your favourites, your guilty pleasures?
Royal Rumble 92.
Nice.
Perfect.
They're all in it.
I'll tell you what I liked. Nakamura and Sami Zayn.
Brilliant.
Debut.
Wrestling on the weekend.
Oh, man. That's when Nakamura was proper hot, wasn't he? I mean, I like him being a king and having the boy playing his guitar and all that, but it's just a bit, you know.
And I like Gargano and Cole, I liked. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, I think it's probably the second one.
The retirement one?
Yeah, when Shawn retired.
Aye.
That's up there, isn't it?
Well, you've certainly got good taste, Biggin.
I think I do. My missus don't think I do, like.
Dave, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. My pleasure anyway.
Aye, mate. I'll need to give you a follow on Instagram, and anytime we're doing shows down there, I'll give you a wee shout. You can come along or whatever.
Hey, it's better than talking about football, talking about wrestling. So
tell me about it, mate.
Well, look, see if you ever get a chance to pundit anything, just do me a favour, and you're talking about football, and just try and drop in as many wrestling references, like going, you know something, this reminds me, this might be the FA Cup final, but this reminds me of Hogan versus Rock at WrestleMania. You get that stuff in me, that would be amazing.
100%, I'll do it.
Brilliant.
Right.
You're some man, I'll tell you, you're some man, you've got good taste, Biggin. And listen, I hope you get that move up to the SBL at one point.
Far, isn't it? From
I'm telling you.
I do love that. It could be a multi-million pound contract. But come on, you know what I mean? Those services are fucking...
You're the man. Cheers, bud. Thank you. Right.
Thanks, see you later. Look after yourself, pal.
Look after yourself, son. Take care. Bye.
You just made the list!
Every week we take a wrestling-related subject, and we put them in order, and ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call the list of wrestling daft. I've got some dream matches. Are you ready to hear what they are? Here's number three. John Moxley versus Cactus Jack versus Terry Funk.
Oh, that's a shoot.
If you are going to do it, then do it big, mate. Now, here's the thing. I don't like John Moxley's kind of non-say shoulders thing that he does. I really don't like that.
I hate that, Billy.
I don't get it. Is it meant to look cool, Grado? I don't get it.
It's annoying.
Is it meant to be intimidating? Like, I don't get it. Aye, if somebody walked up to you like that, you'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Mm-hmm. It's like, remember you would give abuse to boys at school that walked about with a swagger that thought they were hard, but they totally weren't. It's like that. Can I calm down, mate? Wind your neck in, son.
And there was nothing was more disarming in the world than going, "Look at the swagger in this cunt." And they're like, "Ah, oh, come on."
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of what John Moxley does in the ring. The characters, I think, are a little cringy, to be honest. See anybody that turns around and goes, "I'm dangerous, mate. Oh, I'm mental. I'm going to get you and I'm going to squish your heat." You know, somebody that tells you they're mental. Like, Cactus Jack doesn't tell you he's mental. Terry Funk doesn't tell you he's mental. He's just mental.
Mm-hmm.
But I like what John Moxley does, and I just think him versus Cactus Jack in his prime. We never got to see Dean Ambrose versus Mick Foley, but I would love to see John Moxley versus Cactus Jack. And Terry Funk, man, see ECW around about like 94 or 95 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that. They would tear a place up. They would try and just kill each other. Cactus and Terry would do all, you know, we'd just try and mother each other, and Moxley would do all the work around them. I think that would be a great three-way, man. I'd love to see that. For like the NWA World Heavyweight title or something.
Aye, something cool. Aye, I like that, Billy. Well done.
All right, this is what I've got at number two for you. What about one more time we have a Rhodes versus a Flair? Right? Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes versus Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
God.
Right? Because if there's any female wrestler in the world I can pull that off, it'd be Mad Charlotte.
Billy, that's brilliant.
Just think about that. Just think about that. I think that would just be a money match. One more time. Charlotte challenging
that. I'd watch that.
A men's world heavyweight title.
I'd watch that.
I think that'd be good. And I think the pair of them would just rip it up, because I think Cody's great. I don't quite get what he's meant to be. Like, everyone keeps going, "Oh, Cody's turning heel just now." It's like, but he's always been kind of heel, to be honest. Cody's kind of like that guy that works at the Arnold Clark that tries to be everyone's pal at the Christmas party. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're bang on. I said that last week, but I says everybody was choking for him to turn heel. I says, just let him keep doing what he's doing and let the crowd just react to it even more every week. Like Cena done in the mid-2000s, they never turned him heel, but you tuned in to see him getting booed.
That's it. I think he's going to get there on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day he'll finally, like, I don't know, who's the baby face he could hoof in the balls? He'll cost
Daniel Bryan or whatever.
Or Adam Page the world title or something.
Yep.
And the place will just fucking lose its shit. Brand new feud and we're off. Yep. That's the races. And this is my last one, number one. Now, I'm a big fan of tag team wrestling, and I know they did do it in Impact, but it was horrendous because it was too late. They were all past their primes.
I'm interested.
Right? Let's say we get the Nasty Boys from 1991 in their prime against the Dudleys.
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking in their prime, TLC Dudleys, fucking Mae Young through a table Dudleys versus the Nasty Boys from 1991. They could go toe-and-toe with the Legion of Doom, the Steiners, all those guys. Just let them rip Madison Square Garden apart. Just let them go for it, man. Because back then they were still kind of athletic, the Nasty Boys, and I just think it would be a money match.
But I wait, I love that.
Yep. So there we go, and that's my three.
That's my three matches. I can't imagine them, man. They're really, really. That's definitely outside the box. I was thinking about daft stuff like Drew versus Shawn Michaels. I reckon would be good.
That would be amazing.
Sabu versus Darby Allin when Sabu is in his prime.
Oh, fuck.
Cabana and Les Kellett would have been good to see. that'd have been good. But they're brilliant. I especially love that Cody one. That's brilliant.
We got a couple of ones in from listeners. I don't know what you think. Bam Bam Bigelow versus Yokozuna.
Nice.
Mr. Perfect versus Kenny Omega.
Brilliant.
You over that one.
Ravishing Rick Rude versus MJF.
That's a fucking belter.
You think?
I just think some of these ones are a wee bit too similar, samey. It's a bit like I'm burying what I just said about Cabana and Les Kellett, but sometimes it doesn't always work when two guys have got a similar type of shtick. Do you know what I mean?
There's a couple other ones that have came in. It's Sandy has said Brian Danielson versus Owen Hart. Hmm. That'd be good. Him versus Albert Dean, I think I'm pronouncing that right, has actually got Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle.
Right, I mean, that's...
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Shit hot. I'm sure Kurt Angle always wanted that, didn't know, after, because I'm sure I read that after he started, like, getting right into wrestling and watching the old tapes, he was gutted that Bret had retired by the time he knew all about it.
Oh, man, I watched that Goldberg kick that he takes. See, the one that really dials in the concussion for Bret Hart, man. It's ugly. Don't ever watch it. It's stinking.
Shut your ears, Ian Andrew Dice Clay Wright, but there is a conspiracy that that was never the shot that concussed him. Apparently, right. There's a bit in earlier the match where he falls off the ring onto the outside and he takes a dodgy fall. And there's a conspiracy that that was in it. But as I say, I'm just throwing that out there.
And we got a couple other ones as well. This is probably my favourite one. This is CM Jakes. It said Brock Lesnar versus Shawn Michaels.
That would be good. Did that not happen?
I don't think it did it?
No, I don't think so, no. I think Shawn was retired by the time Brock was doing his thing.
Well.
Or even at that point, I could see Shawn like being at the end of his career and go, getting him with him, fuck that.
That's true.
Next one's a belter here. That's Walter one.
All right, this is Johnny said Walter versus Drew McIntyre versus Pete Dunne.
Walter just versus Drew, that'd be superb, man.
That would be superb.
Walter versus anyone. Walter very rarely does anything out with a 5-star match, man. All his matches are just fucking, you know, look at Dragunov, look at the match against Rampage as well, Ciampa. Like, everything that Walter does just turns to gold, man.
He's just a big bastard that lets folk work around him and he just gets to pound him into the match. What you want in wrestling? Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
A big guy like that, Walter's never going to do a moonsault, is he?
No.
Probably no. You know, they'll get him doing a tope. So they're all great ones. That's your list. That's your list.
Remember that? Worst moonsault ever. I love that clip. Me trying the moonsault and you shouting that was the best, man. Worst moonsault ever. Fucking love that. I love that clip.
All right, every week we jump into a virtual car and retell some of the funny and embarrassing moments from our lives in the form of a road story. So we take on the roles of wrestlers and recount your tale on the way back from a pretend show and attempt to pop one another. So I tell you what, it's going to be Grado that's going to be taking us on one of his road stories today. So I tell you what, Grado, what have you got for us?
Right, okay. Right. So we're getting in the motor, right, and I'll just get the engine on. You have a good night to show the night, Billy. Did you commentate good?
What a time, mate. What a time. I couldn't believe it. Like, honestly, this one lassie just got so wet from a commentary, she ripped off her seat. It was fucking, what a night.
Well, it's funny you mention that, mate, because I've ever told you about the time that my mate had a wedding up in Edinburgh.
No.
Right, well. No. Well, see, me and my bud at the time, right, we were invited to the night time do. Now, I'm going to take this time to say I couldn't stand it. I better actually, if my real bud's listening, I better hope she doesn't think it's... By the way, this is not me that's saying this. just because I know she's next, so she'll be going, what's he fucking talking about? Right, I'll take the time to say this, I couldn't stand it at this point. Right, anyway... A few hours into the do, I got talking to this boy, and as soon as he heard it was a Jody, he was my best mate. So aye. Billy, we got absolutely shit-faced, and all the time I'm leaning my bird to sitting there, Todd. Right, when the do was over, we were going to a taxi to our hotel. Now I spewed all the taxi because one, I'm not a good traveller, especially when I'm 10 years deep. But that's only started and it's the last I can remember. Once we get back to the room, she starts having a massive go at me for bailing her all night and talking to randoms. And whilst we were arguing, I stripped off her bed but decided I needed a shite while I was still arguing with her. So she says that she was shouting and bawling and I just went silent.
and she gave it a minute. She came in to see that I'd passed out in the toilet. I'd fell forward with my face flat in the flare and my arse in the air. Like Grado, I suffer from IBS. And this is when it decided to flare up. Squirting watery shite oil the bathroom was. She kicked me in a rage, then realised in the fall I'd swallowed my tongue. Lucky she was a nurse. Anyway, the next thing I can remember is being slumped bollock naked up against the bed and two paramedics standing over me. They realised I was just pissed and they let me go to my bed. So I woke up in the morning with a stoning heat and a raging bird that spent the whole night cleaning my shite off the toilet was with one roll of toilet roll. They wouldn't be checked out. The tiny concierge asked me if I was alright, asked me if I was fresh. So I thought, I'm thinking here that he'd see me coming pissed, and I said, aye, I'm alright mate, I'm fine thanks. This prompted a slap in the head for the bird, who said, this is a poor bastard that carried you for the toilet even though you were naked, covered in shit and twice his size. During all this, right, she lost her phone in the taxi, which was also my fault somehow, and made for a fun tour drive back. Once we get home, I got a wee phone call off her. Some lad had picked up her phone for the taxi, and we could go and pick it up. Fae fucking bigger.
Fuck!
Being a typical woman, she wouldn't just let me do the 4-hour round trip the next day, man, says fresh. I had to drive up there and get it there and then. Needless to say, the relationship didn't last much longer, and that was joined here today, passed in to the services at Wrestling Daft by
Phil Dunnett.
There we are. I quite like that one because there was no sexual stuff. It's just shite and sickness and
drunkenness. I like the sex.
That was all right.
The sex stories are always the best ones.
I like that. Anything involved shite, it's always a big pop for me as well, man.
And I can relate to the boy with IBS and stuff like that. I know how it is, especially when you're on the drink.
Listen, I shat myself at a 6-year-old's birthday party 3 weeks ago on a seesaw, so I can't say fuck off.
Going to send that into the road story next week, Billy.
I'm all doing it. I did have a gig that night as well. I'm going to go home. I shat myself on a seesaw, and my wife, Heather, did actually look me in the face going, that's the lowest you've ever been. This is the worst.
Oh, it's funny.
Remember,
mate,
give us your funny stories. You can do them in to WrestlingDaft or email WrestlingDaft@gmail.com. So next time you can come around in the car with us and I'll bring some air. I don't want to boast, but I've got some wing gums in my bag. Next time I'll crack them open.
Well, Billy, it's been a fun all night with you. It's been good catching up with you. I'm sure it's now 10 o'clock at night. You're up at the back of four, I'm up at the back of four, John's up at the back of four. How much sleep are you getting through the week?
Right now, my wife is actually away and the kids are at granny's, so I'm getting more sleep than I've ever had in my fucking life.
Oh, really? But,
I don't get a lot of sleep at the best of times anyway. See that third Wayne, mate? A fucking game changer. Jesus Christ.
I did three? I thought you only had two, Billy.
No, mate. We had a third right at the start of lockdown because she loves it.
Fucking hell, Billy, man. That's brilliant. But, I mean, I remember you used to... I remember you doing commentary gigs and basically sleeping in your McGann. Was it a McGann you had? A scenic?
Fuck, mate. Yeah, I did.
And I used to go, oh my God, how does he do it? I mean, I always thought that at that time, God, my work ethic is fucking, I'm really doing well here. This is right hustling, but you were fucking just as bad, man, if no worse.
Kind of backed it now, to be honest, with the gigs coming back. So, but
feels good,
I love it. That's the problem, mate. I'll tell you what, will we pick a listener at the end of the week?
I'm trying to think. What was a good one? Any ideas? What are you thinking?
Listener or... Wait.
I've got to say, going back to the Bond ones, some of them were really good.
I would get to Shamer.
We can't give it to Shamer.
I don't know.
Alright, okay, we can give it to Shamer.
Why get to Shamer, mate?
Yeah, let's get to Shamer. You need to.
Shamer's the listener of the week, man.
He's going to put that on a poster. That's going to be the CV.
That'll be Spotify. Bio.
Listen of the week. There you go. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Former champion in X, Y, and Z and listener of the week in wrestling.
There you go. Billy, thank you very much for covering for Rab.
I know, mate. Thanks so much, man. It's been brilliant seeing you
it's
again.
It's been so much fun anytime. The big man's big man. Big Rab's going to be back next week.
I've just realised I want to say at the end of this episode, I know. Do you remember Granny, Billy? Do you remember Drew's granny? He's next door neighbour, the old guy that we call Granny. He died 2 days ago.
I didn't know.
Alright, so I want to dedicate this episode to the wee guy that stayed. He was a great guy. He used to come to all the shows, especially when Drew was on the Indies. He would come to all of them, bring PCs and merch and stuff like that. He used to pop everybody backstage. Wee Larry, aka Drew's granny, who passed away this week. So this episode's dedicated to him.